Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. She responds to Leinish Basar Biakashah Omle Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Yutches. Throughout the entire Daf, the Gemara is going to discuss the different examples that we have of Harchoko between the neighbors. And to bring Rias over here to Machlekes Abaye and Ravo, does one have to be Marchik if the neighbor did not yet put his thing that will be affected by what the first one did? As the Achronim point out, Rabbi Ochber brings the Birkas Shmuel. You see over here that Achokas Shcheinim is not a din of Nezik. It's not a regular Nizikin that someone is damaging somebody else. Because when someone damages somebody else, there is no discussion what he can do, what he cannot do. One cannot damage somebody else. Although a Mazik is Mu'ud Lo'ilam, it doesn't matter what he's doing, he could be sleeping. It's already a problem. But you see over here that the discussion by neighbors is different. And as the Chorin point out, this is what Chazal gave us, a way for neighbors to live with each other. The Rosh in Tshuva, Simon Kuv Ches, Ois Yud, he says, "Famidagdik beperek lo yachfer, d'shir rachom yuchol dover davor lefi yeshiroi lehazik." They gave us a shir, what is considered to be something which is considered to be nezik between neighbors. Why? Not because it's a real nezik. But kidracheya darchei noyam v'chol nisiveseya shaloyim v'ikpida toyva shalo yase odom v'toch shaloy dovar ha-goyim hezik l'chaveru. It's not a real nezik, but still, because you have to live b'shalom, you have to live in harmony with your neighbors, so therefore, even though you're doing something in your property, which is nothing wrong, it's in your property, we still have to do our chakas in order to have dacher darchei noyam. And the Chazon Ish says it very strongly in Simen Yud Aleph Ois Aleph that Inyan Kvius Harachokos Nimsur LeChachomim. The Torah gives Chachomim the ability to make the decision. What is the Harachok which is needed? Ki lo elom en shimushei bri'odom mitztamtzim mikol echad b'chalkoi. It's not no such thing. You do your stuff that's only in your property. You can go out. We don't have such a thing. A person can do things in his property, and when a person does something, he's affecting his outside, his surroundings. And he goes on and says, "It's tavenu shechachom yishkelu advarim kefi aroi ve'anochon lefi teva oilom." Rabbanim gave us the pathway of how shechem need to act together. You have to use the svar of chachomim to tell us what is proper for neighbors to do for each other. And later in Simen Yudal Doisud Gimel, the Chazon Ish speaks about the Rosh that we just mentioned. And he goes on to say it even clearer. Venira dinyan giri ikoro bishikul hadas al milim neyase ezek. Because if someone's going to go into someone else's property and damage him, of course it's davar she'asur. But when you're doing something in your rishus and it's affecting someone else, so there says the Chazon Ish, "Bezet tzorich lishkoy befelis is a davar b'schus hamazik ve'ez a davar b'schus hanizak." So meaning, shechinim is a way for people to live with each other. Chazal gave us the way, the method, how you live with each other. They gave us b'shikul hadas, what is something which you could do which is still okay and which is not. And this answers many of the questions and the chilukim and the differences, why here you're allowed to do something and here you're not allowed. This is not a nezik, but it's hilchus shcheinim. The Chazal received the koyach to tell us what is rotzen ha-toyro and what is dacher dachin noyam v'chol nisiviseo shaloyim. There's a big yisoy to understand the discussions of hilchus shcheinim. Anyone who wants to join the Shor Machshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.